At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely and chatting interview.
It's all the
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy week of Thanksgiving, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. It's the, I guess I could say, I think we can say we've officially entered the holiday season. At least I had to go to the mall because my kids had gotten me a pair of these smart glasses. So I went to one of the malls here in Denver, and I opened the door to the mall. You know how you open the, you go through the main doors. I open the main door, I walk in, and I immediately get blasted with Christmas music. Bing Crosby or somebody singing, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. And it's just, it was kind of like a slap in the face. I thought, holy cow, it's not even Thanksgiving. I know I live a sheltered life. And I know that everybody's had, you probably had your Christmas decorations up. I fully expect to get home this afternoon, and my wife has a tree out, and everything's already Christmas time. But it's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, welcome to the weekend. Glad to have you with me. You know, the rules of engagement, they're pretty easy. If you want to send me a message, by the way, I don't know what's going on with the text messaging, but the text messages from all of you yahoos, you goobers this week have been simply amazing. I mean, totally amazing. And I mean amazing in a good way too. Some really good points. And then the other thing that's been going on, and maybe it's because we've entered the season where it's time to get serious about governing. I mean, we won, right? And so now the campaign's over, but now the real work begins. And so now we have to really think about how are we going to do some of these things? And are we going to be able to accomplish some of these things? And some of the things that we're wanting to get done, kind of when you step back and think about it, are things that as conservatives, a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, we would have never even considered this a priority. I'll give you a hint because I do want to kind of delve into it later in the program. And this whole thing about make America healthy again. Well, that means we've got to go against big food, big pharma, the agricultural industry. I grew up in ag country. I grew up in ranching country. I love cowboys and ranchers and farmers and I know where my food comes from and all of that. But you know, and don't get me wrong, they're not the problem. It's the middleman's the problem. Food processors and all of that. So anyway, the text messages have been like almost from one extreme to the other. I'm all for this, but now I'm all against this. Well, wait a minute, you voted for this and now you're against it? It's kind of a fascinating thing that's going on. But anyway, if you want to send me a text message, you know the number. 33103. On your message app, it's 33103. Start the message with the word Mike or Michael. Tell me anything or ask me anything. So let's, you know, this, because it is Thanksgiving, kind of one of the themes I want to start off with is this idea about why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? You know, Michael, my producer in L.A., heard me playing a soundbite from Rush Limbaugh from November 4th or 20th or November, maybe it was November 24th, sometime in November of 2020. When Rush was talking about the true meaning of Thanksgiving and the real story of Thanksgiving. And I may get to that later in the program, or at least quote from it. But it's that time of year where we need to think about that real story. And the real story of Thanksgiving can be summed up at least from the point of view of Rush Limbaugh. Rush, when he told the story, before he would get into the details of it, he would give you all the background about what it is that we learned. You know, we learned about Plymouth Rock and the Pilgrims coming here and how the Indians saved the Pilgrims and that's the end of the story. Well, no, that's not the real story. Let me just read you one point as a lead in about this first story, but it goes back to Limbaugh, and this is from November of 2020. The transcript from the show that day says this. The point is, the true story of Thanksgiving, as he was telling it over the years, is spreading. And I couldn't be happier about that. Bottom line, it is spreading. I'm just going to cut to the chase here before getting into reading the text. The real story of Thanksgiving, going back to the very first early days of the Pilgrims arriving at Plymouth Rock, is that socialism failed. And he's right. Socialism has failed. Now he told that story for, you know, a decade or more. And now it's been, you know, 4 years since we last heard him say that or tell that story. And where are we? Well, the soft tyranny, of the nanny state really does prevail. And I think one of the things that we're going to see ourselves fighting as we try to govern from a right of center position is that the tyranny of the state, the tyranny of government, the tyranny of the administrative state, the tyranny of the left, the tyranny of progressivism, the tyranny of the Marxists, the tyranny of the communists, all of this tyranny is going to push back really hard against us because they can't give an inch. They already realize that when you look at Trump's vote totals in the popular vote, when you look at the landslide in the Electoral College, and you look at the absolute failure, and I do mean failure, of the Democrat Party, in particular Kamala Harris, her inability to translate into a message of their ideology into something that is acceptable, not just to, you know, old farts like me, but when you get down into people who are voting for the first time, 18 to 34-year-olds, when that group overwhelmingly turned to the right and voted conservatively, that means your message is failing. And we continue to hear that. You know, during this week's program, on the morning program, I played two or three sound bites from The View. And as you listen to them, they continue to completely miss the point about this election. And I could go down a dozen rabbit holes about why they continue to do so. The overarching reason why they fail to get the message is because they truly do live in a bubble. When your world consists of the media empire that's located in New York City or on the West Coast in Los Angeles, when that's your bubble and you live within that bubble, you don't really get what's going on. I mean, flyover country is no longer, say, you know, west of the Mississippi to the Rocky Mountains. That's no longer flyover country. Flyover country literally is from the Hudson River to Los Angeles County. That's now flyover country. That includes Arizona. That includes the blue wall states of Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, all of those Midwestern states, all of those that went red. We're now flyover country everywhere. And the left just doesn't get it. Let me tell you a story about why I think this soft tyranny of the nanny state prevails. And it's going to take, yes, big ideas, but it's also going to take really small, tiny ideas in very localized areas to fight the nanny state. You know, when I was a kid, I used to have to walk to school uphill both ways in a snowstorm. You know, you've heard that kind of story before. It was so much different when I was a kid. Well, it was different. But the nanny state overall has deprived children of simply being children. What do I mean? Well, you'll hear that next. Don't forget, on your podcast app, be sure and subscribe to this podcast. You search for whatever app you use. You search for The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe, and that will automatically download for you all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Oh, this new dose is... nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and follow me on X, you know, all the social media platforms, and in particular on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. Get over there right now and look up that account and then click follow, at Michael Brown USA. So where the soft tyranny of the nanny state prevails, if you have a 10-year-old who walks by himself to the store, apparently that can get you thrown in prison, in jail. Here's the story. Brittany Patterson, 41 years old, was arrested on suspicion of reckless conduct back on October 30 over her son's unsupervised walk, according to the Fannin County Sheriff's Office. Patterson had taken another son to a doctor's appointment when she left her son, Soren, who's now 11 years old, alone at their home in the rural town of Mineral Bluff, according to NBC News. After someone reported Soren's wandering, deputies located him and drove him home. Soren was apprehended for walking into town unsupervised, less than a mile from his home. Mom was released on a $500 bail, could face up to a year in jail under the charge. What's going on here? Now, every parent has a right and an obligation to make the decision for their child based on all the totality of circumstances of where they're going to let their kids go, how far down the street, how far away from home, can they, you know, how far are they going to go to the school bus stop or what? You know, in my neighborhood, directly across the street from our house in suburban Denver, are two families. I know both families. They both have two children. They're both in, they're all four of these kids, three girls and a boy, are all still in grade school. And the parents, I've observed, I've watched. There's a park across the street, across an arterial street from us. There's a controlled crosswalk, and they'll sometimes let the kids go over to that park. And there are all sorts of adults walking around that park all the time, mostly dog walking or exercising. And I consider our neighborhood to be a very safe neighborhood. I understand. Look, I understand the dangers that exist, but have you ever thought about how realistic those dangers are? Now, I know that the likelihood of something happening to one of those four kids is very remote, almost minuscule, infinitesimally small. But I also know the consequences if something did happen, that the consequences are extraordinarily high. So you have a divergent path. If you're looking at a chart, the likelihood is way down here at the bottom, but the consequences of that unlikely thing happening, the consequences of it are huge. But why have we reached the point, whether you live in a rural area or an urban area, that now the nanny state is the one that decides whether or not you have endangered your child? I think it's because there's an objective, and that objective is to infantilize to make us all infants. Infantilize the American population. And when they accomplish that, when we all turn into beta males, when we all turn into wusses, when we all, you know, I've talked for years about the wussification of this country. We're scared of our own shadows. That's not to say that there's not danger out there, but nobody does any sort of risk analysis. Nobody steps back and says, you know what, is it okay for these four kids to ride their bikes up and down the street? Now our street goes down a hill, makes a curve around, and you can't always see around the curve. But I would say that most everybody on that street recognizes the cars that, and the street's a fairly long street. I'm guessing it's maybe a mile long. I don't know everybody on that street, but I recognize most of the cars. And I also recognize when someone, you know, and I look, I observe. When someone is parked out in front of the house and they're sitting in the car, I make note of the car. Sometimes I'll make note of the license plate, whether I remember it or not, might be another thing. and make a mental note of male or female sitting behind the steering wheel, kind of what do they look like and what are they doing. And I make sure that they know that I know that I'm looking at them. Just out of an abundance of caution, because I know there are kids in the neighborhood. And sometimes, what are they doing? Maybe they stop. They're looking for directions. They're looking for a particular address. I'm trying to find a friend's house that's on the street somewhere. But I do believe that in this situation, where you let your 11-year-old walk into town in a rural area unsupervised, you get arrested for that. It is to infantilize the American population so that when they finally accomplish that, when we're so scared of each other and we're so scared of everything, we'll put up no more resistance to the progressive agenda, no more resistance than a baby in diapers. And when anything bad happens, we'll all poop our pants. We'll all poop and pee our pants like babies, like infants.
Police body camera video shows the moment Brittany Patterson was arrested for letting her 10-year-old son walk into town by himself.
What am I under arrest for?
For reckless endangerment.
And how was I recklessly endangering my child?
We're not talking about it.
On October 30th, Patterson said she took one of her children to the doctor. In the meantime, her son, Soren, who since turned 11, decided to walk less than a mile into town from their home in rural Mineral Bluff, Georgia. While out, Patterson got a call from the sheriff's department, worried that Soren was walking alone.
I wasn't concerned. I wasn't, you know, panicking or concerned because it's just a short walk from our house. He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there.
Authorities dropped Soren off at home, and 5 hours later, they returned.
Call mommy and tell them they're taking you to jail because you decided to walk down the street.
Let go of your hands.
That's not his fault.
Yeah, call mommy.
You're the mother. That's your responsibility.
Any time I checked, it wasn't illegal for a kid to walk to the store.
It is when they're 10 years old.
Patterson was booked on suspicion of reckless conduct, a charge that could carry 1 year in jail. The warrant, claiming she willingly and knowingly did endanger the bodily safety of her juvenile son.
Our criminal justice system is built on the fact that you did something or you were negligent. You did something criminally negligent. So what is it she did?
Authorities have offered to drop the charge if Patterson signs a safety plan that includes the use of a GPS tracker on her son's phone.
Ha! Well, first of all, there's already a GPS, you know, unless he's just got a dumb phone, unless he's just got a flip phone, he already has a GPS tracker on it. And if it's an iPhone, it's got Find My on it. So if she sets the son's phone up to share his location, she can see where he is all the time. But I want you to stop and think about the stupidity of that. Have you thought about how stupid that is? Oh, listen, we'll drop the charges if you'll put a tracker on your son's phone. Oh, so you mean it's okay for him to walk into town like he was doing as long as you can see where he is? Oh, okay. So the problem is we didn't have a chip in his head. Is that what the deal is? My gosh. The tyranny of government trying to tell you how to raise your children. It's simply out of control. So we begin with Michael Brown. Don't forget, go follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Send me a text message. The number's 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Ready to take your business or personal credit to the next level? Ray Reynolds Financial Services has been helping millions of people build their financial futures for over 40 years. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. He's the one you want to call to unlock the financial doors to your future. Ray personally guides you to help rebuild your personal credit, even as high as 750. Call Ray at 800-576-2222. Ray offers live webinars and workshops where you'll learn insider strategies to grow your personal and business credit, all from the man who's been shaping the industry for decades. Don't wait. Opportunities like this don't come around every day. Call 800-576-2295. 800-576-2295. Ray Reynolds Financial Services, the trusted name in credit for over 40 years. Call 800-576-2295.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So if you want to find one of our 300-plus affiliates around the country, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Pull down the How to Listen tab, and there you'll find an interactive map of all the affiliates across the country, when they air the program and when they re-air the program. You'll also find, you know, the bio, and you'll find stories we put up there. And you also find all the social media icons. So if you want to follow me on X, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, those are all right there on that website at MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So a couple of you asked me whether or not there's a GoFundMe for this woman for legal fees. I don't know. I didn't look, so I don't know. But I want to go back to the story. I want you to hear the story one more time. This is from an ABC affiliate out of Georgia. Because I want to go back to this idea that government, when we think about government, we often forget that, you know, your local cop that you may know might be your neighbor is government. Teachers are government. Your county commissioner, your city council. You see, there's as much power and control exercised over our daily lives at the local level than there is, or maybe even more so than there is at the federal level. It's just government. Now, again, as I often repeat, maybe too often, because you surely understand this, I'm not an anarchist. I'm not saying that we ought to just blow up and live in a pure anarchy state or a pure democratic state. No, I'm not saying that at all. But what we've done is we have failed. We have lost our ability to make rational decisions on our own. And because everybody has been made afraid of everything, that we now somehow, at least I don't, and I don't think many of you do either, but I think the vast majority of Americans now expect the government to protect us from any bad that could ever happen to us. I woke up yesterday morning, or yesterday during the day, after I finish my program, I start realizing that, oh, it's Thanksgiving, so what's the news going to be? The news is all about the weather and traveling and how, oh, you got to do all these things to be prepared because, you know, your flight might get canceled. Well, okay, so maybe there's one person out there that's never flown in their entire life and they wouldn't have a clue what to do if their flight got canceled. All right, I get that. But do we really have to talk about the bomb cyclone, about the atmospheric river? I mean, you would think that We need to stay in our homes because, oh my gosh, there's a low pressure system out there that's going to move, you know, from the Pacific Northwest, and it's going to come across the country, or there might be a cold front, you know, there might be a Canadian cold front coming down, because after all, it is freaking November. But no, we have to use things like bomb cyclone, you know, an atmospheric river, as if there's a flash flood of water coming out of the sky that's going to come down and just destroy humanity. We're taught to learn, we're subliminally taught to live in fear of virtually everything. Stop it. Live your life. Let your kids be kids. Take a little bit of risk in your life. Now, you've got to decide for yourself how much risk is acceptable, but let me just point out that the minute you woke up this morning and got out of bed, you started taking risks. There was, I don't know where I saw it, but there was, you know, it was some meme on TikTok or Facebook or somewhere, and it made me think, this is the point we've gotten to? And it was basically, you're getting out of bed the wrong way. And I thought, really? Because for my entire life, I've thrown the covers over, you know, off, and I've swung my legs around, and I've stood up and gotten out of bed. Well, apparently that's the wrong way to do it. And someone was showing how to, you know, you pull the covers off, and you pull your kind of pull your knees up to your chest, and you turn over to on your side, and then you kind of drop your legs over. And then once your legs kind of get over, then you take, you know, depending on what side of the bed you're on, you take your right or left hand and you kind of push yourself up into an upright position, and then you slowly stand up. And I thought, my God, really? They're teaching us how to get out of bed. And if we don't do it, we're going to end up, you know, over time, we're going to hurt our backs. Well, I got news for you. The older you get, the weaker your back's going to get unless you really fight it all the way and continue to exercise and work hard. It's just a risk. My point is, it's just a risk. But there was actually a video showing you how to get out of bed. Let me ask you this. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? You get in your car every day and you go driving, zipping down the highway. You get on the freeway in rush hour traffic, although, you know, at least in rush hour traffic, you know, if there's a fender bender, you're unlikely to get killed. But if you live in the wide open spaces of Colorado and you get on the interstate and you're doing like I tend to do, you know, 85 miles an hour, I know the risks of doing that. And so I'm willing to accept that risk. What are you willing to accept? Seriously, stop and think about what risks you're willing to accept. And now I want you to think about something else. Of all the risks that you take every single day, how much do you think the government ought to intervene to protect you from those risks? Listen to the story again.
Police body camera video shows the moment Brittany Patterson was arrested for letting her 10-year-old son walk into town by himself.
What am I under arrest for?
For reckless endangerment.
And how was I recklessly endangering my child?
We're not talking about it.
On October 30th, Patterson said she took one of her children to the doctor. In the meantime, her son, Soren, who's since turned 11, decided to walk less than a mile into town from their home in rural Mineral Bluff, Georgia. While out, Patterson got a call from the sheriff's department, worried that Soren was walking alone.
I wasn't concerned. I wasn't, you know, panicking or concerned because it's just a short walk from our house. He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there.
Authorities dropped Soren off at home, and 5 hours later, they returned.
Call mommy and tell them they're taking me to jail because you decided to walk down the street.
Let go of your hands.
That's not his fault.
Yeah, call mommy.
You're the mother. That's your responsibility.
Any time I checked, it wasn't illegal for a kid to walk to the store.
It is when they're 10 years old.
Patterson was booked on suspicion of reckless conduct, a charge that could carry 1 year in jail.
Let's pause for a moment. Did you hear her turn to her son and say, let daddy or somebody know that they're taking me to jail because you went walking? And the cop speaks up and says, oh, it's not his fault. It's your fault for letting him do that. Well, how did she let him do that? Now, I know she may, you know, in that family, there may have been permission given that, hey, mom's taking, you know, your brother in to see the doctor. If you decide you want to go into town, that's fine with me. Let me know where you're going. By the way, you happen to have a phone. Let me know where you're going. But what if she had said, no, stay in the house. Don't go anywhere. And the kid instead at 10 and a half or 11, he's since turned 11, say 10 and a half years old, had decided that, well, you know, mom's gone and I've done this before and I'm going to walk into town anyway. I'm going to go walk into town and I'm going to get, you know, a Coke or something. I'm going to get a candy bar or I'm going to go see one of my friends. What if he had decided on his own to do that? Is she still guilty of being a horrible mother because he told him no and a 10-year-old disobeyed mom? Oh my gosh, stop the presses. A 10-year-old didn't obey mom.
The warrant, claiming she willingly and knowingly did endanger the bodily safety of her juvenile son.
Our criminal justice system's built on the fact that you did something or you were negligent. You did something criminally negligent. So what is it she did?
Authorities have offered to drop the charge if Patterson signs a safety plan that includes the use of a GPS tracker on her son's phone.
Well, we'll drop the charges if you'll sign a document, a safety plan. Now think of a safety plan. Can you imagine? I mean, who's going to draw that up? Lawyers will have a heyday with that. A safety plan. Do you have a safety plan? Do you? You know, as the undersecretary, I always used to encourage people to have like an evacuation plan. How do we get the hell out of here? How do we communicate? How do we get a hold? How do we get together if a natural or man-made disaster occurs, and I'm at the studio, and my wife's at the school, and my son's out at the hospital teaching, and the grandkids are at school, how do we all communicate and get together to bug out and get to New Mexico, to the undisclosed location? How are we going to do that? Well, I've encouraged that, but that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about we're going to mandate a safety plan about how you're going to parent your child.
But she refuses to sign it or admit doing anything wrong.
I just felt like I couldn't sign that, and that in doing so would be agreeing that there was something unsafe about my home or something unsafe about my parental decisions, and I just don't believe that.
Brittany Patterson is out on bail, awaiting to see if prosecutors will indict her on the reckless conduct charge.
So she's out on bail. Here's something that you may not catch. The prosecutor, she's been arrested, and now she has been charged. Because you just can't arrest somebody without charging them. Because now you have a false arrest, you have an illegal arrest. So you have to claim that the cops have to claim that she did something wrong. So they've submitted a police report to the prosecutor, to the DA's office. And now the DA will decide whether or not to prosecute. Yet, the local cops have already arrested, jailed her, and she's bonded out. She's already incurring expenses just to defend herself from her son walking into town. Soft tyranny is still tyranny. I'll be right back.
Hey guys, not sure you heard the big news. Newsmax just filed to go public. Newsmax is big, and they give you the real news. Even Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. brands, and President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So get more info on Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax now before any IPO. Find out more. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. You can become a co-owner today. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com and make sure you consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence for any investment and for tax and other risks and obligations. Check out NewsmaxInvest.com now.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family.
Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at RiverfrontPlayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Democrats, progressives, Marxists, communists, but I repeat myself, all believe that the most minority, minute, the most tiny segment of our population, that in any other time in the history of mankind, and I do mean in the entire history of mankind, would have been considered to be an aberration, is now being normalized. I want you to imagine that your daughter ought to be forced to share a bathroom with what I'm about to describe. I want you to imagine a chubby white guy, just a chubby old Caucasian, got kind of a scraggly beard, scraggly mustache, rimmed glasses, wire-rimmed glasses, and he is, well, chubby's putting it mildly. Let me put it this way. If the term man boobs mean anything to you, that's how chubby this guy is. And he's a teacher. He's got a Canadian maple leaf tattoo on his right upper breast area. He's got some sort of necklace on, and he's wearing you've seen women wear these kind of dresses that, you know, expose the shoulders, and then they come around under their armpits, and their breasts kind of hold the, you know, it's kind of elastic around the top, kind of holds the dress up. Well, he has a dress like that on, and let's just say that as a guy who's kind of Native American, who's part Native American, I look at all the hair that he's got on his chest and around his neck and his shoulders and of course the scraggly beard and everything on his face. And I think, wow, wonder what that's like because I clearly do not. And he goes to school dressed this way. Now, I just want to make sure you understand, it's obvious that this guy is a guy. But he's so proud of himself because he did something.
So I just got home from work, and today, for the first time, I dressed fully feminine in public, in the broad light of day.
He's so happy. He's so giddy. He's so happy with himself. And I'm looking at this and thinking, you know, if I owned a retail business, would I want this to be the front facing of my retail business, regardless of what I'm selling? No. Let's say I own a small cafe or a restaurant. Do I want it to be this, the maitre d'? No, I don't want that. Let's say I run a school, or no, let's make it better. I'm the mother of that 11-year-old that walked into town. Do I want that 11-year-old going into the classroom and this be the teacher? No, I do not. Now, do I care if this guy does this? No, I do not. That's his choice. But choices have consequences. But we now live in a society where there are no consequences to your choices anymore. This is an individual that, quite frankly, I wouldn't hire to work in the warehouse. First of all, I don't think he could probably handle moving goods, whether it be an Amazon warehouse or my own warehouse that I'm, stacking, running. I've got forklifts moving stuff. I wouldn't hire this guy to do this. I'm not sure what I would hire this guy to do. Now, again, I want to emphasize, if he wants to do this, that's fine. But I'm just saying that I would not hire him.
It was to a luncheon at my work with the board of directors of the theater company I work for. I wore my lemon dress and my keffiyeh.
He wore a keffiyeh. The Palestinian headdress. Yeah. He's not Palestinian. He's clearly not Palestinian.
And it in the grand scheme of things, might seem like a small victory, but you gotta let yourself celebrate your small victories. Because there's a lot of times when those big ones feel really few and far between. And right now, for me, every little victory I get is one more step that I have taken towards being fully myself.
And, power to it. If that's who he is, and if that's who he wants to be, then, I don't care. But you know what I think? I think he's a freak. I truly think he is a freak. There's something wrong. There is something truly psychologically wrong with this individual. But you can't say that. Because, again, that soft tyranny says that, you cannot think that, Michael. You have to accept that. No, actually, I don't. And I refuse to. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can text me anytime. The number's 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. Either one. Doesn't make any difference. Hang tight. We'll be back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has announced his nominee to lead the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Scott Turner is a former NFL player and a former White House aide who's been picked to serve as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. In Trump's previous term, Turner ran the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council, and the former president credits him with helping to transform some of the country's most distressed communities. Turner would be the highest-ranking black person so far that Trump has selected for his new administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Political observer Ben Domenech says Matt Gaetz's decision to drop out of the running for attorney general will make life easier for President Trump as his second term gets underway.
So you have a controversial pick in every situation, but the question is how much energy are you going to expend for that pick? Are they worth it?
And Gaetz had been hounded by allegations of sexual misconduct and had been the subject of a House ethics probe even before he was selected by President Trump, President-elect Trump, to be his AG nominee. Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 11 people in Beirut.
There's still a massive operation happening to remove the rubble from the site. This is a densely populated district here. The Basra area in central Beirut, there is a lot of damage in nearby buildings, so it gives us an idea of the power, the scale of the attack that happened here. And this attack was so powerful that was felt and heard across the city. Multiple explosions were heard at around 4 o'clock in the morning. In just moments ago, we saw another body being removed from the rubble. There's also a heavy security presence here. And again, given the scale of this attack, it's very likely that the target of this airstrike was a high-level Hezbollah official.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-298-9534. That's 800-298-9534. 800-298-9534.
The Tampa Bay Rays may be without a home.
The St. Petersburg City Council has reversed course on whether to spend more than $23 million to repair the hurricane-shredded roof of the Tampa Bay Rays ballpark. The council initially voted Thursday to approve the repair and later changed its mind. The reversal came after the council voted to delay consideration of revenue bonds for a proposed new $1.3 billion Rays ballpark. Just 2 days before, the Pinellas County Commission postponed a vote on its share of the new stadium bonds, leaving that project in limbo. Keith Peters reporting.
A Greek city famously addressed by the Apostle Paul of the New Testament is combining the old and the new. Thessalonica, Greece's second largest city, now opening a new subway system blending ancient archaeological treasures with modern transit technology, things like driverless trains. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Japan racked up a trade deficit in October for the fourth month in a row as a weak yen and rising energy prices kept imports costs high.
Japan's finance ministry says the red ink totaled $3 billion. Japan's exports expanded 3.1% in October from a year earlier on growing shipments of equipment for semiconductor production. But imports, which grew 0.4%, were still bigger than exports.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Iraq has begun its first nationwide population census in decades. It's an attempt at modernizing data collection and planning in a country long impacted by conflict and political divisions. The act of counting Iraq's population is also contentious. That's because the census is expected to have a profound implication for Iraq's resource distribution, and some minority groups fear they'll be left out. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. We'll be here again next Saturday. The rules of engagement are pretty easy. Go follow me on X right now. It's at Michael Brown USA. At Michael Brown USA. Give me a follow. Political season is always a good time to be following. It's always political season. What am I saying? Political season. It's always political season. Anyway, go give me a follow on X at Michael Brown USA. You want to send me a text message? By the way, great text messages today as usual. The number on your message app is 33103. 33103. Just start your message with one of two words, Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. So I mentioned at the beginning of the last hour that the real hard part, having now won the election, is going to be governing. Particularly with some of the things that Trump wants to accomplish. I mean, everything from keeping the Trump tax cuts in place, which I certainly hope they do, lowering the corporate tax rate to maybe, and this will all be obviously a part of negotiations, but maybe as low as 15%. Think about what that would do for the economy. First, that would mean that, or should mean, depending on what the corporations do, it would mean that the amount that we spend on goods and services from those companies, that price could actually go down, which would obviously, you know, in terms of price inflation, would be really good for us. That means that what little dollars we have left in our pockets would go a little bit further because the goods and services we buy might cost less. But there's a greater impact, and I think the greater impact is the flow of capital into this country. You know, if we want to maintain being the world, you know, it's kind of interesting because, ironically, on a computer model in front of me, is it's open up to the Drudge Report. And there's a photo of Xi Jinping, the dictator for life of communist China, of the People's Republic of China. And under it says, China rise as global leader. Now, I haven't read the story. I might read the story later, but China may be rising as a global leader, but its economy is in the toilet, and it's nowhere near taking us over today. I emphasize today because unless we straighten our act up, they could become the global leader. And that would completely invert the world order right now. So let's go back to corporate taxes for a moment. If Trump and Congress, as I believe they should, lower the corporate tax rate to 15%, not only is that good for you and me in terms of the prices that we pay for the goods and services from those companies, but what happens to capital around the world? You know, there are sovereign wealth funds. Every country, I shouldn't say every country, most country has a sovereign wealth fund. And then every country has investors, small investors, large investors. There are institutional investors all over the world, banks, hedge funds, brokerage companies, any number of vehicles by which companies invest in other companies. They all have capital. They all have capital, and capital is always seeking, you know, like water seeks its lowest level. Capital seeks its most efficient use. Capital wants to grow. Capital is like a seed, and that seed wants to, it wants water and sunshine and air so that it can grow into the plant that it's meant to be. Capital is meant to grow. So capital seeks where it can get its greatest return. And if this country were to lower the corporate tax rate to as low as 15%, that would be, I think that would be the lowest in the entire world. Which means when investors start looking for places to put their capital, they're going to put it into American companies, because American companies at a lower tax rate than any other place in the country, in the world, has a greater chance at succeeding and returning a profit back to shareholders because of a lower tax rate. Now, obviously, there are thousands of other factors that go into a company's success, but taxes is one of those factors. And if we have a lower tax rate than anybody else in the world, that capital around the world is going to flow into this country. That means more growth for us. That means lower inflation. That means more innovation, more technological advances. And that means that this country would grow and maintain our role in the world as the world's strongest, greatest economy. The dollar would retain its reserve currency status in the world, all of which would maintain the American world order. That's the kind of thing that the Trump administration is focused on doing, but it's not the only thing. I want to talk about what I think is going to be one of the biggest, if not most difficult, things to do, and that is to reestablish public trust in the medical establishment, in big pharma, and big food or big ag, however you want to describe it. When Trump nominated Bobby Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services, we were told that there will be dire consequences for the state of health and the state of health and the state of science in America. Time magazine was just apoplectic. Oh, my gosh. The appointment of Bobby Kennedy Jr. is going to have dire consequences are the exact words they used. Now, why? Because they claim that Kennedy is a conspiracy theorist who falsely stated that the government might have planned the COVID-19 pandemic. That you can find that over at the Bulwark. And the detrimental effects of his nomination will only get worse, they say. Some commentators argued that if Trump named Dr. Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford to lead the National Institutes of Health, which could happen, Bhattacharya's positions, according to the Washington Post, alienated him from many public health professionals, including Bhattacharya's own college campus. Well, the expert class tells us that Trump's second term is likely to cause widespread sickness and death. Oh, my gosh, the plague is about to come upon us. Why? Ask yourself why The media is trying to cram that idea down your throat. One guy, Bobby Kennedy Jr., in charge of, next to the Pentagon, one of the largest bureaucracies in the entire government, Health and Human Services. Well, because they say that Trump is going to empower some of the worst peddlers of anti-science disinformation. Well, I find that kind of ironic. I find that ironic because the very people who claim that Bobby Kennedy Jr. is one of the worst peddlers of anti-science disinformation are themselves misrepresenting some of Kennedy's statements. What he actually said one time was that he did not have evidence the government planned COVID-19. Rather, he suggested that the COVID restrictions could become authoritarian even if there were good intentions behind them. Well, duh, that's obvious to any of us. I think it's incumbent upon us to never stop reminding ourselves of what governments in this, yes, I care about the rest of the world, but most importantly right now in this country, what did they do? They picked winners and losers, and they told the losers, shut down your little dry cleaning store. Now, we know that's your livelihood. We know that you invested in that. You probably have a bank loan. You probably have rent for the place where you have your dry cleaning and laundromat. But sucks to be you. We're going to shut you down because you're a loser, and we decided that. And we're supposed to fear Bobby Kennedy Jr.? Hang tight, because although some people may think COVID was planned, what did Kennedy really say next?
So this new dose is, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do.
this month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and follow me over on X at Michael Brown USA. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Whatever podcast app you use, search for this, The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button, and that will download automatically for you all 5 days of the weekday morning program, plus the weekend program, so you get all 6 days of Michael Brown. Isn't that fantastic? All free of charge, by the way. Yeah. Back to Kennedy. So Time Magazine and the Bulwark and Democrats, I mean, it seems, and do you think they hate Bobby Kennedy because of his, the falsehoods about his vaccine stances? Or do they hate Bobby Kennedy because he supported Trump? Which one do you think it is? Well, I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's mostly because he jumped ship. He challenged Joe Biden. And then when they shut him out of the primaries, he jumped ship, ran on his own. Then he and Trump met, became friends, and now he's going to be in Trump's cabinet. And I do think he'll be confirmed. It might be a battle, but I think he'll be confirmed. Because, as I'll point out here in a minute, oh my gosh, are the special interests going to come out trying to keep him from getting appointed. But go back to this point about COVID. Although some people may think that COVID indeed was planned, that's not what Kennedy said. He said, quote, "I can't tell you the answer to that. I don't have enough evidence. A lot of it feels very planned to me. I don't know, but I will tell you this. If you create these mechanisms for control, they become weapons of obedience for authoritarian regimes, no matter how beneficial or innocent the people who created them." There's a whole political science class right there in that one quote. Because that is exactly true. And in fact, that's what usually happens. His government comes in trying to be all beneficent. They're going to be all helpful. Well, we're going to protect you. We're going to make you safe, like we talked about in the first hour. We're going to do everything we can to protect you from risk. So we're going to do these things because they're good for you. And then that grows, and it gets a little tighter, and a little tighter and tighter. And pretty soon, they got that noose around your neck. And pretty soon, you're living in tyranny. That's what's been happening to this country off and on since Woodrow Wilson. But when you try to paint everything that Kennedy believes as fringe, well, that's inaccurate. When you try to paint everything that Kennedy believes as some sort of conspiracy theory, that's inaccurate and misleading. Because many of Kennedy's positions, as well as Dr. Bhattacharya's, would actually bring our policies closer to European policies. Now, I don't agree with a lot of what goes on in Europe. We have an entirely different DNA about freedom of speech, freedom of travel, about individual rights and individual liberties than Europe does. But Europe, on the other hand, does things a little different when it comes to protecting, say, their food supply. And I don't think that it's necessarily overregulation. Now, there are places in Europe where I think they are going bonkers, but that's all based on a climate agenda. For example, trying to ban the use of nitrogen as fertilizer. Really? Why? Because you think that's going to save the planet? Well, that's not so. But as Dr. Vinay Prasad of the University of California points out, this is a school in San Francisco, a lot of nations in Europe allow the sale of raw milk. They don't put fluoride in drinking water. And they ban more pesticides and food additives than we do in this country. This doctor at the University of California, San Francisco, points out that just because another nation does it differently does not mean they are correct. That's true. But it does not mean it is not a crazy idea to at least discuss it. See, I think this is where we're going to have a real battle. And that is, can we even discuss these issues? Can we even discuss how processed our food is? What happens to a can of lima beans from the time that they get planted and then they get fertilized and pesticides and then they get harvested and then they get processed and they finally get to us? Fruit Loops. I don't know why, but Fruit Loops have made the news. How do Fruit Loops end up being so much brighter and colorful than they are, say, in Europe? Well, because Europe has more regulations on additives and what you can and cannot do. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Kennedy holds some controversial opinions. And I think sometimes, and I could probably be accused of this, he might exaggerate the dangers associated with everything from, I don't know, Wi-Fi to nuclear power. And he's been an environmental lawyer that I've dealt with in the past. And his focus was on identifying the health risks of pollution and environmental contamination. Well, if all you're doing is, if you're trying to identify risks of pollution or environmental contamination, is that necessarily bad? Just trying to identify, hey, is this hurting us or harming us? You would think that that is a conversation that the political community, the scientific community, and the private citizens of this country would want to have. Because if indeed something that we're doing is harmful to the environment and us, we ought to have a discussion about what are the associated risks and how much risk are we willing to accept if the benefits outweigh the risks, then maybe we're willing to accept it. But if the risks far outweigh the benefits, then maybe we ought to have a discussion about a public policy that limits the use of those pesticides or whatever the contaminant might be. But I think people want to focus on Bobby Kennedy as focused on risks alone instead of ever considering a risk analysis or a risk-benefit trade-off. And that's where I think science has lost its credibility in this country. So what has Kennedy said that he does or does not want to do? And how can that restore our trust in our healthcare system and in our scientific community? It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I'm Rob Chadwick, former head of the FBI's Tactical Training Unit, and I'm coming to you with an urgent message. In America, a violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. Police response times have doubled, and if you dare defend yourself, our twisted legal system will probably put you behind bars while the criminal walks free. With the elections coming up, the USCCA has decided to give away a free concealed carry and family defense guide that's packed with insider tips and expert advice on safeguarding your home against potential threats. And they're giving away 6 chances to win $1,700 to invest in the self-defense or prepping equipment of your choice. Over 800,000 Americans who want to take responsibility for their family safety trust the USCCA to prepare them for the before, during, and after of a self-defense incident. So if you're serious about protecting your loved ones in today's world, text SAFE to 87222 to get your free guide and a chance to win $1,700 to buy the gear you need. Text SAFE to 87222 right now.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal Di Mercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget to follow me over on X, at Michael Brown USA. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit subscribe. That will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program. So let's pause for a moment. So we're talking about the appointments to HHS and perhaps to the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Bhattacharya and Bobby Kennedy Jr. The point that I'm trying to drive home is these two appointments will start a national discussion. Now, I'm sure there are particular policy positions that they will take, some of which we will all agree with, some of which none of us will agree with, and some of which will be a mixture of both. Well, that's not unusual in any cabinet appointment. And that's not unusual with any president. I mean, if I dug far enough, I might be able to find something I agree with Joe Biden on. I'm not quite sure I could between now and the end of the program. But if I had a few tequilas, I might be able to come up with something. Just having the conversation is more than we've done in the past. Go back to the whole COVID. This is why I am fascinated how quickly the whole COVID narrative is completely falling apart. Now, I knew back during those years that, and I was given the opportunity to do so on a flagship station right here at iHeart in Denver, to an hour every evening, come on air and swim upstream and tell our audiences here that there's a whole other perspective. There's another viewpoint, and what I think they're doing is completely wrong, and here are all the reasons why. Kennedy, for example, has repeatedly said that he doesn't want to ban vaccines. And instead, he takes issue with the liability shield that vaccine makers have in this country. Why do we offer product liability for a vaccine maker? There's no liability for medical malpractice in almost any other area of medicine. Why here? There's no product liability immunity for automobile manufacturers. Why here? And Europe has weaker protections for vaccine manufacturers, actually allowing plaintiffs to more easily bring cases against them. And it's also worth noting that several European countries, and Sweden's the best example of all, make all vaccinations voluntary. And they actually have fewer doses on their childhood vaccination schedules than we do in this country, which still recommends the COVID vaccine, which is not a vaccine, and boosters for all children ages 6 months and older. I wouldn't give my grandchildren any of these. And as far as Dr. Bhattacharya is concerned, his COVID policies resemble approaches adopted in Sweden and other Scandinavian countries, keeping schools open, not masking children, not mandating COVID vaccines for young kids. All that should suggest that there is a reasonable policy debate to be had. And that those debates are not right-wing, they're not anti-science, they're not based purely on disinformation. They're conversations that in any country, in any society that values scientific debate, because science is not settled, it's always subject to experimentation. It's always subject to testing of theses and hypotheses. Why? Why do we shut it down when it comes to COVID? Why do we shut it down when it comes to processed food or pesticides or anything else? the so-called expert class in this country, and of course the cabal writ large, they have zero standing to make dramatic accusations about threats to health. Because over the past several years, we have watched both the cabal and their minions in public health and in the medical establishment, with the full support of the dominant media, promote highly dangerous and unscientific policies that have harmed vulnerable groups and cost millions of lives. So forget Kennedy's kooky ideas. You know, I might have some kooky ideas. You probably have some kooky ideas, too. Let's think about, let me give you an example. According to the latest, and these are non-exhaustive, but from figures from a website, Do No Harm, between 2019 and 2023, surgeons in this country performed almost 6,000 gender-affirming or sex-change surgeries on minors. On children. 6,000 mutilations of children. And they wrote almost 9,000 prescriptions for puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for pediatric patients. For children. Now, those actions, the Democrat Party fully embraces those actions. But do journalists even question it? No. And that's because journalism's dead in this country. But at least there are outlets, like on this program and other outlets, that at least question, why are we doing this to kids? The problem is public health institutions completely abandon science in order to promote COVID restrictions. Do you remember the American Academy of Pediatrics? They wanted schools to reopen in as early as July of 2020. And then suddenly, without any warning, they reversed their decision. Why? Because Trump cited their recommendation when he said that schools ought to open, and they're so political that they couldn't be seen agreeing with Donald Trump, so they reversed their own position on reopening schools in July of 2020. So why the hell would you trust anything that the American Academy of Pediatrics claims when they're willing to change a policy position based on the fact that a guy that they hate said, oh, look, all these pediatricians over here recommend reopening schools. Oh, well, since you recommend it, since you're going to quote us, we're not going to recommend it. That's how crazy the world's become. You remember Rochelle Walensky? She was the director of the CDC. Remember Randy Weingarten, the union boss of the American Federation of Teachers? Remember they had the CDC had all these restrictive school reopening plans. That wasn't based on data. That was based on input from the teacher unions. So the unions drove health policy as opposed to scientific inquiry, as opposed to scientific debate. The unions drove that decision without any good evidence. In fact, I would say without any evidence. They kept schools closed for nearly a year. And now even the New York Times, which at the time fully supported that, now the New York Times comes out and says, oh, yeah, you know what? That was horrible on children. We set children back, you know, generations because we deprived them of education. All these government agencies and the media, they're actually enabling the addiction crisis. 100,000 people a year die from drug addictions. FDA, which Kennedy wants to reform, it played it. You know, go watch the movie about the Sacker family. The FDA actually played a major role in driving the opioid epidemic because of regulatory failures and conflicts of interest. Just cleaning this little area of government up will have amazing consequences on public health, gender, COVID, addiction, all of these different ideas. There's just an intolerance of dissent. There is an attitude of elitism. And that intolerance of dissent and the elitism explains a lot of the so-called expert class and journalists' willingness to go along with all this pseudoscience because they shun, ban, and bury anybody that dissents or anybody that's an outsider. I thought we were a free and open country that relished debate. So what do we do? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text me. The number's 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael. What about this dissent? That's next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green?
Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Turtle Bay's 5th Annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Don't forget, go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. The totalitarianism of modern society, I think, causes experts, elitists, the cabal, if you will, of the managerial class, the technocrats that tend to control our lives, it causes them to lie to us. I know, you're shocked, right? They're lying to us. They might believe scientific data backed up their preferred policies, but they're often unaware of what the data actually reveal. And I would add, too, that oftentimes they don't care what the data reveals. The problem is when you and I, that are not elitists, we're not the technocrats, we're not the bureaucracy, but when we start to ask questions, it exposes the true believers, those technocrats, those elitists, it exposes their ignorance and faith in their dogma. And then it causes them to feel unsettled and they get defensive. And then they just clamp down harder on us. So underneath all the various scientific and medical practices of today are actually a set of ideologies. You would think that if I say that under scientific and medical practices, you would think that that's based on data-driven analysis, on testing of hypotheses, not on ideologies or quasi-religious superstitions, but that's what it's based on today. Scientific authorities, the cabal itself, they can't see this because their own ideology makes them incapable of self-reflection, and it makes them incapable of analyzing their own beliefs, their own suppositions. You know, I think all of us in this audience, I think we constantly question not just our own beliefs. Don't you often question, like, okay, why do I believe certain things about economics? Why do I believe certain things about social constructs? Why do I believe certain things about political science? Why do I believe certain things about medicine or health or anything else? Why do I believe certain things about the climate? Well, I know for me personally, I think because of my environment and my education, my upbringing, all of that caused me to question authority. It caused me to be a critical thinker. It caused me to have this lawyer brain that I have that thinks, okay, there's always something else. You're not telling me everything. Or why are you telling me this? My family gets mad at me sometimes. Dad, stop cross-examining us. Okay, well, then just tell me the truth. Yeah, I don't want to tell you the truth, Dad. I don't want to tell you the truth. They just, not my kids. I'm using the pronoun in the wrong place. The elitists, they don't tolerate doubt. They just demand obedience. And they vilify any of us that are non-compliant, and particularly non-compliant, by questioning them. And wasn't that evident during COVID? Don't ever forget that. The expert class and their revulsion at people like Bobby Kennedy Jr. or Dr. Bhattacharya is driven by their own insecurity and their own desperation. They don't want us to change. They want to remain in charge. And if we start questioning just things like, okay, why are we eating all this processed food? Why are we doing all these things? You know, the one that I laugh oftentimes because I see the photo of it was, let's see, you had Donald Trump. Who else was in that photo? You had Bobby Kennedy Jr. You had Donald Trump Jr. Oh, and Elon Musk. And they're all eating McDonald's. And I just found the photo that they were on their way to Madison Square Garden. Or no, they were on their way back from Madison Square Garden. And they're all eating McDonald's on Trump Force One. And I'm laughing at that photo, but then I stop laughing because I think it was Bobby Kennedy Jr. who said, you know, the problem for McDonald's fries is not that you have French fries, but they're now fried in seed oils as opposed to beef tallow, as opposed to lard. Who would have ever thought anybody would have said that? Because we've just been taught that, oh, they're okay, just eat them. Questioning and being open-minded about, oh, there might be a different way, or maybe an old way is different. I told my local audience this week about a video that I saw in which a food expert was talking. He was in a grocery store, and he was pointing out the difference between a tub of butter spread. That's what it was called, butter spread, labeled as organic, non-GMO, all these wonderful things that to an ignorant purchaser would think, oh, this is all wonderful, versus just a stick of butter, of real butter. And the ingredients of the butter spread, if you could even read the fine print, was like reading the terms of service that you might get or all the warnings on the crimp sheet that you get on a bottle of medicine. Versus the ingredients of butter, which was butter. Just butter. Milk and cream. Butter. That was it. But we're all driven to the pretty product that was more expensive because of all the fancy labels on it. Well, that's a regulatory scheme. And that's a regulation developed by the food processors so that they can put those labels on there to make it attractive to an ignorant purchaser to buy that, thinking that it's better for them than just buying butter. We've got so much to learn. We've got so many ways to change our thinking. And I think that's why people are fearful of Bobby Kennedy Jr. He asks questions. Or Dr. J. Bhattacharya, who says, wait a minute. I don't think there's any scientific basis for these COVID policies. I think we ought to question them. They fear that. And I think that's the battle we're going to face in this, starting on January. Well, we'll have to wait till January 20th. It's already started. But once they're in position and they actually have the political power and the authority to start asking questions and making changes, and going to Congress and saying, hey, we're going to disband all of these regulations, and we're going to which they can now do under the Chevron Supreme Court case. Oh my gosh, are we in for some fun time and probably better lifestyle? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got the Weekend with Michael Brown.
Guys, not sure you heard the big news. Newsmax just filed to go public. Newsmax is big, and they give you the real news. Even Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. brands, and President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So get more info on Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax now before any IPO. Find out more. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. You can become a co-owner today. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com and make sure you consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence for any investment and for tax and other risks and obligations. Check out NewsmaxInvest.com now.
Hello.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.